created. Listen, God created the whole universe. How God created it? Like magic? You want to believe God created the whole universe like magic? Like a child, I don't want to believe. Scientists, they said that. Okay, then you explain me how to God, you know, God created. Oh, everything was naturally come out, evolved, and by chance, by accident. Same things. What the difference? What the difference? We say God created by magic, by chance. Even magic, they have a trick, the sort of principle. Even magic, they have some kind of idea. I want to create the beautiful mountain, beautiful flower. Then beautiful flower come, beautiful mountain come. This more makes sense. Without any idea, without any thinking, just naturally. More mysterious than we are. Don't you think so? You know, scientists, they say, under the name of the natural, under the name of the chance of accident, something scientific, but actually, more mysterious story than we are, more ghost story than we are. Nothing happened by chance of accident. Okay, when you go on the street, sometimes you meet your friend on the street, the accident. Ah, I met my friend on the street. Accident. That's an accident. What? At 8 o'clock in the morning, you left your home, you walk this way, that way, that way, that way, that you come here. Also, your friend leave home at 9 o'clock in the morning, then he went straight to the hill, then meet together. That is inevitable. That's an accident. Do you think so? Even 1 minute before he starts or you start, then you can meet, just, you can start, you know, time on everything, you know, really cut scientifically, you meet it, you know, that's not by chance and accident. Everything like this. You see that moment like accident, but if you see the from pause, the beginning, you know, nothing accident. You leave your home, 8 o'clock, you go this way, then your friend also leave your home, 9 o'clock, you go this way, then you meet together, then it's accident. You go this way, your friend go that way, then how you can meet? Impossible. You go this way, go this way, then you meet together. That is accident, doctor. Accident. It cannot happen in this world. Sometimes car accident, bang. Car accident, not just accident. There's always a reason. Last night you went to a party and you drink the whiskey too much, so still next morning you drive. We drunk. That is why you have car accident. There's always a reason. Also, sometimes you make the car accident again. Why? Because you have to see in front, but you look at the beautiful woman, that is what you made it. But there is a reason. Nothing happened by chance or accident. That's a reason. Okay. Here. You know what scientists said? Energy. You know, there is no God. Energy. Create all beautiful nature, beautiful world. All this world, everything created by energy. E equals mc squared. Energy made the whole material. Do you believe energy made the beautiful flower? Can you believe? Okay, I tell you. making flower, just and drawing flower, which is more difficult? Making flower and just drawing flower, which is more difficult? Making flower is much difficult than just drawing flower. Don't you think so? Mm-hmm. All right. I have a color paint. This is a green and this white. Two color. Then you can put okay. White and green in a color and paint brush. Then I can just enhance. I have a painting. The beautiful flower come? You need more energy we need. Okay, more energy. Okay, more color. Green and more white. You see the beautiful flower come? Energy doesn't make any sense. Even drawing a picture is impossible. How is it possible to make such a beautiful flower just by energy? What kind of brain you have, that doesn't make any sense at all. Today, men like men and women, we love, we friend, we love each other or loving. Why are we loving each other? Oh, because energy created men to love each other. You think so? Energy can do that? Okay, I'm like a man, like a king, big man, strong energy for man. Just energy, I can love her. If I have only energy, I go there. Just energy is very dangerous. You don't need energy. You need a love. Love you, then I can love. Without love, how we can have love? Without the beauty, how I can, you know, draw the beautiful picture? I have a beautiful idea, beautiful thought. That's how I can draw the beauty. Just energy, how is it possible? In the beginning, beautiful idea, beautiful thought. God made it beautiful. That is the God himself. They made a great mistake. Then I can ask them. Okay, tell you the evolution. You believe, you know. Mineral, you know, becomes a plant. Plant becomes the animal. Animal becomes the man. Do you believe? Do you believe? You know, evolved, still the evolution. Darwin, still the evolution. Mineral, you know, evolved to the plant. Plant evolved the animal. Animal to the man. Don't you believe? If you don't believe, you're a bad student. I think everybody believes it. No. No.
Okay, that's good man.
You know, it's impossible. All right. We try. Okay, we bring the big metal. Mineral, you know, big metal iron in here. Okay, we wait. million years. Naturally, by chance, by action, this metal, fork, knife, wrench, bicycle, monica, hobo, it's coming out. Oh, we made a way for longer than maybe million years you wait. This is a whole metal, just dissolve and go back to the soil, you know. Never evolve, even simple knife, even simple wrench. Try it, impossible. Hammer is so hard. Even if it's impossible, become even hammer. Don't you think so? Naturally, by chance, but naturally, all these scientists, they cannot answer. Oh, naturally, by chance, by asking, suddenly. Same thing like a Christian, they cannot answer. Just believe it, same thing. What's the difference? That doesn't make any sense. Even million years, wait, it never happened. Did you see that any in the metal, any gold, diamond, or the iron, anything, some of those metal, see the some blue coming out from the metal? Or some of the metal, they coming some a trunk from the flower, some leaf coming out? You can't see the billions of metal that's underground. You can't see any root coming from the metal. Or any leaves coming, any flower coming. Did you see any diamond ring, say root coming out? Gold ring, sometimes you have leaves coming out. Million years you wait, it never happens. Mirror is a mirror, plant is a plant, that is where it never happens. Even if it is impossible to become flyer, or some kind of wrench, or the hammer, or the fork, a knife, impossible, how is it possible to living flower come from, by chance, from naturally coming? How they can believe it? I don't know how they believe it. For me, when I heard, doesn't make sense. I mean you immediately. All right. Do you believe animal come from the plant? Animal evolved from the tree? Okay, we see. We can cut the big tree. We bring the big tree here, big tree here. We wait. It evolved with animal on us. If we wait, see? Then, this tree, it become the cat, dog, anything? Before I tell you, okay, you will bring the tree here. Then this tree, you know, may after million years later, this big tree evolve to the desk, or chair, or house, any thing like this. It is possible. This is the same, this is made by tree, this is made by tree, this chair is made by tree, this is made by tree. It is possible. You can bring the big tree, then many thousand years later, you say it's possible. Same kind of quality, same time, same kind of wood. But is it possible? You say possible? Same kind of wood is impossible. How come it becomes a cat, a dog, an animal? Living things. It's impossible. Okay. How many trees you have in your country? I think millions and millions of trees you have. Did you see the some tree, the tail coming out from the tree, and one bird coming up from the tree? Then you see some ear coming up, some tree, you can see it, even one tree. Why? It is impossible. That is why you can find even one tree. That's monkey evoked man? Oh, maybe so. Monkey is animal, man is animal. So maybe so. Okay. Look like same, but internally entirely different. Did you see monkey had any civilization or culture? Do you know why? God created man in his image, so man looked like a god. That is why man is divine existence. So God is creator, man is also creator too. So we create a civilization, culture, anything we can invent. But animal is just animal. They are not creator. That is why they can create, they can invent any kind of civilization and culture. Civilization and culture, without inventing creativity, you can create. Did you see, you know, some African or Amazon, you know, Indian, they purely naked, just like a monkey. Face look like monkey, like that. But still they have a bow and arrow to shoot animals, they have certain tools, do they do it? Did you see any monkey and the man, chimpanzee, they have a bow to the arrow, they shoot the man? They created before man, but you can find in any situation, any creation, just they can do. When people, we teach you something, then they can follow, you know, but they have no creativity at all. You know, this is artificial flower. You know this? You look like a real flower. This is artificial flower. What? This real flower? But today you go very fast. Artificial flower, the real flower, almost same. You can get it, it. Why men have created? Not only God created them, also men created, you know, thing just like a flower. God will spread those things from heaven. Today we made an island, you know, we can make by ourselves. Man is creator, same as God. Civilization is the creator. Monkey, thousands of million years. Today you see sometimes movie, ape come from the other planets, you know, they conquer the human society. That's stupid. What the God creation? Bible seems to be simple, but everything is simple. Everything created kind by kind, that is the reason. And then I ask you, you know, water flows from up to down, never water comes down to the up. Also, compass pointed to north and south. Also, men and women, they want to love each other. You know, sunrise from the east to the west, all kinds of phenomena, everything happens. Why? And plus and minus, they always, you know, respond to each other to produce the energy. Why? Why plus and minus just here? Then why they just stay like this? Plus and minus, they pull each other, they make one, they produce the energy. Why? Why men and women just stay together, feeling love, try to love each other, you know, speech and also physical ones hold hands? Why? Why do like that? Why gravity up and down? Why everything coming down? Why don't you go up? Why? Scientists, they said, all kinds, they know the organ principle, but But why? You tell me why. You can give only one answer. Somebody created in the beginning, so that is why. Today something God in the behind, God working that way, that is why. That only thing. Somebody created in the beginning, or today God in the behind is working to that God. Question minus to God. Everything comes down. That is the only answer you can give it. Alright. You know energy? Energy is not just energy. Energy always has a direction and a purpose. Where that energy has a direction and a purpose was, that is what we energy use for the electricity or the organ motor, the power, everything we use. Why energy is power is not just only power, power has a direction, or the power has a purpose to use the electricity, all those things. Why energy has a power or energy has a direction and a purpose? Because that purpose and direction in the beginning, that is me. Okay, here's the boat. Boat. Sometimes you go to the pond, the lake, you know. Some people, they pray with boat. Boat, you know, is to go to a certain destination, to the certain object, destination. Why? Because they have a lighter in the back. So, like engine and the lighter, to go that direction, that is why going. If you don't have a lighter in the back in here, or engine like here, then this boat is floating off, you know, on the water. Why boat? Go to a certain direction, or they made the engine and everything to go that direction, that is the reason. Or somebody remote control, you know, remote control today, they control this, you know, that is where they're going. We have remote control in the behind, somebody put the rider, just boat, you know, floating on the air, never go to the certain direction. Any mystery in this world? Why blood be up to down? Why water flow up to the down? Why men and women they love each other? Why all kind of natural phenomena? You ask me why? Just only one answer you can give. God created for that purpose. That is why all things happen. This is the only question you have. If you don't believe it, you never solve the why, reason why. Anyway, you go to the museum. Sometimes you go to the masterpiece of the painting, you know, painting and the sculpture, anything. Did you see any masterpiece or the painting, the sculpture, by chance, the accident today? Did you see any even one masterpiece by accident, by chance? Man and animal nature is the original masterpiece, don't you think so? Those things by chance, just by chance, the accident? Today, what do the ages said that? If you ask one more deeper question, they can't give any answer. Why? Only you can give answer. You know, in the beginning, there was creative idea of the beauty. That is why made creative idea of the beauty. Creative idea, idea of the love is made the men to love each other. Creative idea of the truth. May the whole truth, natural order, everything go. Truth and beauty and love, this is the essence of God, the character, that is what we respect God. There is no God. Like a mysterious God, like a fox, you know, white hair, white beard, you know, white clothes, this kind of God is no more. God of the truth and the beauty and love, of the cause of the universe, first cause of the universe. We believe that the scientific God, we don't believe like a God, or fight the grass, or all of that. I don't know who's painting. Somebody painted it, somebody painted the God. God, body, everything, but without above neck. Who's painting it? Do you know? Is that
Darwin
painting?
Darwin.
What?
Darwin.
That's why I don't know. Anyway, somebody painted a God, in a Louvre, museum in France. Then God, but only no neck, because God has no shape. But anyway, until today we say this is what the God means. white hair, white beard, white clothes, and like a ghost. Maybe you say, no God! Yes, that kind of God, no God is true. But they sanctified God, the truth and beauty, love. That is why truth and beautiful universe exists. We believe that kind of God. Then, okay, Father Son, I understand God. Then I ask you a question. If there is God, why are we suffering? Also, why are we sick? Why are we die? Also, why do we have a flood, and an earthquake, and all kinds of hurricane and disaster? So why also, you know, poison, and all kinds of things in our human sense? Also fly, mosquito, and insect, like 5 million strange things in here. I think many times we talk to the people, they ask you this kind of question, do they? There is God. Why are we suffering? Why are we fighting all kinds of problems throughout the human history? Why? You know, God is almighty, but you have to understand. God is almighty. By the truth, without truth, he can't do anything. This I have to understand. God is almighty, but he can't do everything. He can do only one thing. What does it mean? God only can do good things, he can do any evil things. Good things, by the truth he can do it, he can break the truth. He do, find the judge, he can give anything, he can control the whole society, judge, you know. But only he can do by the law, he can do it. Without the law, even his son is coming, you know, he cannot do anything. Can you understand what I mean? Only law he can control the whole society, judge, you know. Without, you know, law, or if he against the law, he himself is no more judge. That God, he is almighty, by the truth. Right? Physical body, if you want to maintain your healthy, your body, then physical body become healthy body by your physical law. That you eat properly, you eat, you know, properly. Also, you eat, you know, you eat properly. Also, you rest properly, you know. Also, you the exercise, you know, properly. Then you have a good body. But you don't eat. Also, you don't exercise always. Like that. Also, you don't sleep. You know, every night you work hard. Then how many times you pray God? How many times God, please give me health. You don't have to pray God. You eat good food, you good exercise, good sleep 8 hours, then you can have good body. You see so? However, you pray to God, you don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't exercise. Then. God, I come, I pray every day. But you don't eat properly, you don't rest properly, you don't exercise properly. I'm a God of principle, I'm not God of only prayer. That is reason. If you don't follow the truth of the truth of the healthy physical, you know, principle, then shouldn't come. Same thing today, the all kind of problem in a society that comes from spiritual problem. Spiritual problem that you have to follow the law of your conscience, law of your mind, law of your heart. Then we have a good character myself, or a good relationship with others. Anybody really follow the conscience? Today, everybody follows the instinctive law like an animal. Nobody really follows the conscience law. Nobody really follows the heart's law, the love. Even parents, they don't know how to love their own children. They send the offering, they just enjoy their life. What kind of society is this? We know it. In this society, we've destroyed not many years. Even birds, animals, they know how to die with his own or own children, own baby. Parents, they do not know how to love his own children. You are worse than animal. Just you are eating in nice food, nice clothes, wandering around. You will see. Not many years. When you're going up, very slow. But when you're going out, down, very quickly. I came to this country 15 years ago. Today when I see outside, I hear some stuff. I feel so sorry. I don't come here and smile and talk nice. Why am I speaking like this? Because I'm not just... I have some kind of righteous mind in me. When I see things like this, I can just close my eyes. But anyway... Today, we have the law of the conscience, law of the mind, and the law of the heart. That's the meaning of all of it. Everybody will follow the law of the instinct. Just instinctive, how to survive, how to modify, how to just physically enjoy, that is the thing. If we against conscience, the law, if we against the hardest law of the law, we will do against the law of the rationality, just a little easily. God is almighty, but God, if you follow the destructive law, God cannot do it. You know, parents want to use children to do this boy. In order to become good children, only one condition needed. You listen to what the parents said. But children don't listen to what the parents said, then he really spoiled. They spoil the elder, all make trouble, make it not the father wanted, but the children he really spoiled. Otherwise, even the all his descendants, we read against God's principle, that is all, you have the all destructive results. God cannot help. God is the God of the truth. Against which he can't do it. Then you think, why we sick? Why we die? Did you see the any animal, wild animal in the bird in the tree? They sick? They don't have even cavity, they don't brush the teeth, anything. Wild animal, they never sick. But you can bring the birds, catch the birds, and bring the house domesticated. Then they get sick. There any pig, the wild dog, you can bring to the house, then it get sick. But even chicken, you know, just why do you live it, they don't get sick. But you put in a cage, you know, then you get sick. So you think today the all people, we living very unnatural, that is only get sick. You know many saints, you go to Mount Himalaya in India, the Nepal, the Tibet, you know, many monks in the mountain. They don't get sick. Then deep in the mountain, they live the very naturally, they don't get sick. When they die, without the sick, they know when they die, they just sleep. They die like just sleep. Anyway, hundreds of the birds and the wild animals, they never get sick. Everything you live natural, by the truth, you never get sick. But also animals, they know when to die. They never suffer. Did you see any bird, dead body in the mountain? Did you see any dead animal in the mountain? Did you see? Millions and millions of birds, so many animals, you can't see any dead body or the... You know why you can't see? Those birds know when they die. Then they know, today I have to die. Then he fly down from the tree. They come down, then dig the hole, lay his body and cover his body. Then he's dying at sleeping. No pain, no suffering, just dying at sleeping. There is no suffering, no pain, nothing. So sometimes you keep the dog in your house, cat you have. After 5, 6, 7 years, many years, then the dog and go out, they don't come back. More than 1 week, they never come back. They know when to die. Then they go deep mountain, they dig the hole, they raise his body, they cover it, and die. Everything in this universe. You know, dog, sometimes, you know, they when they pee or something like this, they cover. So, you know, God created them all perfectly. So when he died, he covered his, digging his body, raised his body, then covered by him, they died. Nobody knows. They never get sick. Also, they know when to die. When die, they die like sleep. No tears. Men only sleep. We are against spiritual life, we are against physical life. Look there. 14, 15, 16 years, young boy and girl on the street, drinking beer at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. What's the matter? Spiritual existence, really. Do like that, you can get sick. That is why. everything sickness, everything come. Bacteria, everything, germs in here. That needle we make the cheese or the butter and something, you know, dead body to go back to the soil. Just everything we needed. We have a spiritually healthy, physically healthy, those bacteria, everything never bother us. For instance, TB, germ and bacteria in here, and health, no problem. But sometimes I get cold and sick, then just come here to trouble. Original man, we live naturally, strong spirit, strong body, no problem. All your life, no sick. Today, you know, air is polluted. Can you understand? Air is polluted. Also, water is polluted. Also, sun cannot be penetrated, you know, it's small here. All this water, they drinking, you know, drinking and irrigating. So Las Vegas, or the Los Angeles, many those places, those are desert. They are desert, there's no water. But the water is coming from Colorado River. After they made the dam, they're coming. Beautiful city, you know, beautiful flower, beautiful garden, everything, you know, in the desert. Why we need water? More water than flood. Even we are flat, we know how to, you know, make the dam, we know from that, we can go for it. You can create a beautiful city, you can give it, irrigate whole water to the sprinkling, you're giving the water to every place, everywhere, California. California is one of the richest agricultural states in America. Los Angeles is 8 million people living in the city, 8 million people, so 8 times bigger than Stockholm. You know, only 2-3 times rain in a year. Only rain 2-3 times every day, nice weather. You don't have to say good morning, good afternoon. All the time, good morning, good afternoon. There are 80 million people drinking, you know, they also shower, also dance room, also garden, everything, you know, spring water. Where does it come from? 500 miles away from the Cuba Dam. 500 miles. Halfway from here to the Oslo, pardon, maybe 500 miles. Maybe 500 miles, something like that. The water comes through with them to the way the sun does. You know, here, any flood, anything. You know, every year, the newspaper said, India, Calcutta, they have flood. I think you read. Last year, you know, India, Calcutta, they have flood, so you're sending money, anything, you know. I went to Calcutta when they have flood. You know what happened? Not much rain. Because they have no sewage system. Because they're a poor country, they can clean the sewage. That is the whole water, not go to drains, just always stay there. Can you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sewage system, what's that called? So, you know, India is a poor country. The government is not smart enough to how to make the, you know, water, rain water to go drain to the thing. That's the reason. We have all kind of power to stop the flood or the hurricane. There eye we can shoot by the energy. Then you can scare up, we can stop the hurricane. We have enough material to make the all kind of dam and everything. You know that? You know how much cement American people, how much cement they used to build one Cuba dam? You know that build one Cuba dam, they used the cement. Enough cement to build a highway from the east coast to the west coast, more than 3,000 miles. You know, to make one dam, two of them, they use the cement. More enough cement than making highway from the east coast to the west coast, from New York to the San Francisco, 3,000, more than 3,000 miles. By airplane, you go to 6 hours. You know, they make one group of them, they make such a cement. That's why in the underground, we have everything enough. So God gave us creativity, stop everything. Also, we have a spiritual intuition. to escape, we know that before something happens, we have no reason to complain. Sometimes I went to South America, any place,